Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 13 with verses 10 through 15. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted, and I heal them." Some will avoid, others will embrace. Like I said, some will avoid, others will embrace. God speaks to you in parables you can't erase. What we learn is how we embrace to avoid the rat race of living for self over others' embrace. It's hard to draw a line in the sand when you're always ready to hug anyone in need, no matter the call, be it your last dollar or your only home to give, as Jesus did, circumvents any other decision by living for God first as the only true God of all in three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to be. We must remember that even though we can't see them, we can hear them in the whispers of truth, where you obviously see what is taking place, no matter the situation, as one with God in all decisions. You will look and see, and listen and hear, touch and feel, smell and taste, nourishing every sense, being delighted in God's truth. For there is no other reason to lie if everything you seek is in Him. You can't embellish, not for a moment. You can't make anything more than it is by this surrender to living in truth. For His every parable comes to light, your soul with knowledge that you now will never be able to forego. For you live redeemed in life eternal's show. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those who've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. And the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis, and daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 13 with verses 10 through 15 today in our practice. We have a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Parables Speak to Them Why." Jesus approached by disciples, saying, "Parables speak to them why. kingdom mysteries, knowledge known by you obeying, granted not to them who deny, given more for anyone who has thought, rich they will grow, away taken who has not, what they have will even away go. Reason for parables spoken by me, unable to see where they do not look, understand not even though they listened. Prophecy of Isaiah's is fulfilled from his book. People these have gross hearts, their ears hear hardly, see never, although they look. Eyes closed, ears shut from the start. Them heal when I convert their heart's part. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 3rd, 2023. We're recording this morning at 4:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Today is Charity Day. We take up arms of charity and help clean someone's home that's in need. We also are fasting today. We're in Lent, as you know. We fast and we proclaim those needs of charity and give our time, our talent, and our treasures to those in need. We close today in 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus, as we do each morning. We say, God bless John and Marie. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Jesus.